Harbor's New Country Kicks 95.3. It's Loose Man in the Morning with my special guests in studio. Our chair of this year's Aberdeen Founders Day event, Karen Rowe, is here.
Good morning, Phil.
As well as VFW Department of Washington Auxiliary President Joan Murphy Neihardt is here as well. Hi, Joan. Good morning.
Good morning, Phil.
Welcome. You get to have the privilege of leading off the parade. One of the people leads off the parade this year.
I will be third in line. Yes.
Being part of the Washington Department, the VFW, Department of Washington Auxiliary President. That's not even your full title, so you got to give me that full title.
Let me catch some breath.
I had to shorten it.
I'm the Veterans of Foreign Wars of the United States Department of Washington Auxiliary President.
Okay. All right. Now, the auxiliary portion of the VFW was something that was started back in the day because originally the VFW, you had to have served.
Correct.
In a foreign war.
Yes.
To be a part of it. Now, the auxiliary made it so that you didn't have to serve, but you had to be somehow related to somebody that had served in a foreign war.
Yes.
The auxiliary was started out of that.
Yes.
How has the auxiliary changed over the years, though? Because it seems to be becoming a bigger and bigger role when it comes to the VFW in general.
Well, we're awesome sauce.
Well, that's true.
Well, actually, in 2015, we started inviting men into the auxiliary.
And it used to be originally it started as for like wives,
military the ladies
wives,
auxiliary,
ladies
yes.
and moms and that sort of thing. And so now men are allowed in.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a big difference. That started when? 2015?
2015.
Yeah. Now, how has that membership grown?
Well, now we can invite brothers, sons, grandfathers, fathers. So we've doubled our eligibility.
Yeah. So in order to be a member of the auxiliary, you have to have had somebody within two generations that had served in a foreign war.
Correct.
So if you had a dad or a grandfather or a brother or sister, somebody
grandparent,
served.
Parent, brother, sister, child or grandchild.
Yeah. And then that allows you to become a member of the auxiliary. Now, what does the auxiliary do?
We support the VFW. We yeah. also have many things that we do in the community. We teach Americanism. Mm-hmm. We
Civics.
Have youth. Correct.
Mm-hmm.
Youth. We have youth activities is one of our chairmanships.
Yeah.
We do scholarships, art. We have a singing contest for children.
Nice.
In fact, last year, the Department of Washington won the Patriotic Art Competition for the country.
Nationally.
Nationally.
That's a big deal.
It was beautiful.
I mean, because you're the president of that. That's
I'm not the
make
national
you proud.
President.
No, but you're the president of Washington, though.
Yes.
So that's a big deal for you.
But I wasn't last year. I am this year.
Oh, you weren't last year?
You only get 1 year.
Oh, so you have some very big shoes to fill.
Yes, I do.
Yes. You're going to have to do. You know, get on that. We're going to be holding you accountable.
Absolutely.
To take that title back.
Yeah.
I'm kidding. always fun to have you on the show, Joan, and appreciate what you do, by the way, because it is an important job. And one of the things that we were talking about earlier was that how a lot of these service organizations, your VFW Auxiliary, the VFW, and I hear this from clubs like Lions Club, and I hear this from we were just talking about Rotary Club. These types of civic organizations, the numbers are dwindling. You need membership. You need new blood.
Yes, we do. We have to focus on the younger generations now. Mm-hmm. We have to go out and appeal to them. Make it so that it's something that they want to do. Hey, come join us. Look what
yeah.
we do.
Yeah. So give me your best for somebody who's listening right now who's maybe thinking, maybe I would like to serve the auxiliary. Give me your best recruitment pitch.
Oh, gee, Phil, you put me on the spot.
I know I did. I do that sometimes.
Well, there's something for everyone.
Yeah.
We have all these different programs, and something is going to spark an interest in you.
Yeah.
When I was a kid, I went to the VFW with my grandparents. I went to every fish fry, square dance, and bingo. And that's what I thought the VFW was.
Fish fries and bingo?
Yeah. You know, you see, you know, the canteens and stuff. But
sure.
when I went to a meeting and I found out what we do, I fell in love, and I said, I have to be a part of that.
Yeah.
I have to. And I think if people would come in and find out exactly what it is that we do, and there's so much of it, we could be mm-hmm. here all day.
Yeah.
That you'd fall in love. You really yeah. would.
Well, if somebody is interested in joining the VFW Auxiliary, they have to have had somebody that had served.
Correct.
Either two generations removed, up or down. Grandparent,
correct.
Grandkid, in between.
Mm-hmm.
Where do they go to find out information?
Well, if you see me walking around, you can just ask me, or you can go into any
local... She's everywhere. She has a sign she wears on her back that says, I am the president of the... I'm kidding. You do, actually. But no, but you said you had a website. Everything's online.
Yes. Well, you can go right on to VFW Auxiliary National, and there'll be a little button there that says, Join Us.
Okay.
And you click on there, and they can get you in touch with your local VFW Auxiliary.
Yeah.
And you can apply right on there also, but you do have to have the qualifier's credentials.
Mm-hmm.
So you'll need some paperwork because you got to prove right. You are who you are.
Exactly.
Because we're special that way.
You got to be special.
You got to be special.
Right. And that's what makes you stand out.
Exactly.
So special. Well, thank you, Joan. We look forward to seeing you in the parade. And Karen, before you go,
yes,
you have a lot of people to thank.
We
that
do.
Are help sponsoring this year, so please feel free.
So we would like to thank first the City of Aberdeen, Lakeside Industries, the Bank of Pacific, and Aberdeen Rotary as our sponsors. We'd also like to thank Daryl Westmoreland, who is our Grand Marshal this year.
I love Daryl.
We would love to let everyone know that at 2 o'clock, we are doing a star dedication downtown for John Hughes, who is the former editor of the Aberdeen Daily World, as well as the Washington State historian.
He is a Grace Harbor journalistic icon, John Hughes.
He is, yes.
And he'd be the last person to say it.
Yes. Oh, absolutely.
Very humble.
Very humble.
Very humble guy.
And that will take place at 2 o'clock on I Street, so he's very deserving of this star.
He is definitely deserving, but how did you get him to agree to receive the award, because he usually...
Well, let's just say we're still working out some details of that. But
he'll be there. He'll be
but
there.
I know he's going to be there. We have faith.
He'll be there.
But we are very excited, and we also thank you for being this year's MC, as well as doing the live feed downtown.
I am so looking forward to it. It's going to be so much fun.
Face painting, bounce houses, things for everybody to do. Food, absolutely.
Food. So, is there going to be live music downtown this year?
This year we don't. We had some scheduling issues with some of our musicians, but that's okay.
Okay, it happens.
Yeah. Well, I'll sing for you.
I look forward to that. I'm going to hold you to it, too.
So July 2nd, noon to 4, downtown Aberdeen.
All right. We will see you there. And if you missed any of this interview, you want to hear the whole thing, again, we're going to post it up on the website, KIX953.com. Thanks for coming in. Karen, always a pleasure. Joan, always a pleasure.
Thank you, Phil.
Thank you, Phil.
8:43.